All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I would also say, where am I at here? You can follow me on Facebook at The Earl Ingram Show and on Twitter at The Earl _Ingram. And good morning to WAUK Waukesha, the Shaw. Good morning to WISS Oshkosh Air Support, WGBW Green Bay, Talk of Green Bay, and in my hometown, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, more than 20 charged with terrorism in Atlanta Cop City protests. The wooded area outside Atlanta has become a flashpoint of ongoing conflict between authorities and left-leaning protests and protesters. So, then I began the show talking about the divide between both Christians and, between Republicans and Democrats. And so, there has been an ongoing rift between law enforcement and many in this country, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and others, who have had a problem with the materialization of law enforcement and other aspects of law enforcement, and certainly the way the brutality of some in law enforcement and some police killings that have taken place in the nation over the last many years that were ramped up even more once they allowed cameras on police officers. And even though there are many who minimize that and think that that's not a big deal, and that, you know, the fact is law enforcement is right on all accounts, it's created an environment where there are people who are willing to, and in many instances, hate law enforcement. I'm not one. So let me clearly state that I'm not one of the people who hates law enforcement, because, you know, we need law enforcement, no question whatsoever. But we need law enforcement that is going to be right. Because you are a police officer does not give you the right to break the law. And I'm sorry if that offends somebody. But I've got many friends in law enforcement, retired as well as on the force today. So I'm not anti-law enforcement. I'd be crazy. I live in the city of Milwaukee where, you know, over 220 people were murdered last year. What takes place with all of those people dying and at the rate people are being killed in urban centers across the nation, they're safer. We are safer to live, to be involved in the theater of war in Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan, because less soldiers were killed in those endeavors than die in urban centers across this nation over a 10-year period. So it's safer to be in a war zone than it is sometimes to live where I live. But that doesn't mean that gives law enforcement carte blanche to do whatever it is they want to do. Anyway, more than 20 people from around the country faced domestic terrorism charges Monday after dozens in black masks attacked the site of a police training center under construction in a wooded area outside Atlanta, where one protester was killed in January. Now listen to this. And I want you to compare this with what took place in the Capitol on January 6th. Flaming bottles and rocks were thrown at officers during a protest Sunday at Cop City, where 26-year-old environmental activist Manuel Esteban was shot to death by officers during a raid at a protest camp in January. Police have said that that Esteban Perez attacked them, a version that other activists have questioned. Almost all of the 23 people arrested are from states across the U.S., while one is from Canada and another from France, police said. Now listen to the charges that these people face. And yes, they attacked this facility that is being built that is going to allow police officers target range, certainly an opportunity to train to deal with riots and other things. That's what's there. But these people have been charged. Listen to the charges. Where I'm bringing it up here. Okay. Many of those accused of violence in connection with the training site protests are being charged with domestic terrorism, a felony that carries up to 35 years in prison. Those charges have prompted criticism from some that the state is being too heavy-handed. Lawmakers are considering classifying domestic terrorism as a serious violent felony. That means anyone convicted must serve their entire sentence, can't be sentenced to probation as a first offender, and can't be paroled unless they have served at least 30 years in prison. Now, what's different? Yes, they attacked what is a police installation and were throwing rocks and firecrackers. And somehow they're going to be faced, some of them, with 35 years in prison, 30 years mandatory. And yet I hear people whining and crying about what took place at, you know, on the Capitol of all places, not a police facility, but the Capitol of the United States of America. And if you can't see that there's a major difference between a police installation, and I'm not supporting what they did, but to somehow say these people should be given 30 years mandatory, that they have to serve, there's something wrong with that. And if it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander, if now these people are going to be faced with 30 years mandatory, and yet we've got people complaining about some of the people in the Capitol insurrection having to do 2, 3, 4 years, what are you talking about? But we're at this crossroads in this country where there are people who don't trust law enforcement. And we know what's going to be coming this spring and this summer and all throughout the summer. Many times that the citizenry and law enforcement are going to be at loggerheads. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. This nation is in a serious situation. You know, I got a friend who I was talking with, and he was saying, "Oh no, things are really going good in the country. You know, there are jobs everywhere, and you know, things are really going great for a lot of people." Yeah, some people, man, you know, with money, you know, they can dismiss a lot of these things. They don't have to be around it. But they're not the rule, they're the exception to be able to get away from some of the issues and daily issues that many in this country cannot get away from. If you're blessed enough and fortunate enough to be one of those people, that's great. But those people who are down in Atlanta protesting, they're protesting because they don't want this area that is surrounded by poor Americans to have this basically military base in their neighborhood. Now, you may say, well, you know, where else are they going to put it? Well, there are people who think that because they're poor, that this shouldn't be in their neighborhood. They have a right to that. They have a right to peaceful protest. They don't have a right to the kind of protest that they exhibited with this riot. I mean, throwing firecrackers, throwing rocks, throwing glass bottles. That's not the answer. It's not. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, it's wrong. And I clearly, I'll state that it's wrong. Unlike the folk on the other side who want to come up with excuses for people who did what they did on January 6th. The nation has to look at itself, and that means you and I. You know, the people of this nation need to look at this and figure out a way to fix it. It can be done. But it can't be done if we keep hating one another based on the fact that somebody's red and somebody's blue. Got to get over that. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. This must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you?
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, Mama?
Yeah,
because I got my shaking room on the little thing.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I've been following Ron DeSantis, right? And so Ron DeSantis, somehow, if you didn't know any better, you would think that Ron DeSantis was the favorite to become the next president of the United States, especially if you listen to conservative talk, which I have and which I do. And so here's a man who has basically just decided to focus, on things that really don't matter. You know, to talk about the things that he talks about. And, you know, instead of focusing on things that people struggle with every day, you know, like rent and the cost of living, you know, decent jobs and other things, and issues that impact and affect most of us. Here's what Ron DeSantis is using as a platform to get him elected as president of the United States. Well, not that, but as the, and he may be able to pull this off, a candidate for president of the United States. And yet there are people who think this makes sense. You know, here's his platform, telling teachers, you know, what pronouns they can use for students, making guns more available to Floridians, keeping immigrants that are in the country illegally out of the state, and criminalizing some drag shows, as Tennessee did recently. Culture wars, culture conversations. And somehow, because that's all he talks about. But somehow, this is going to put him in a position, and that he should somehow be looked at as a guy who can become the president of the United States based on culture wars. Now, hey, Republicans, that's not going to work. I don't care who you are. You may win a nomination, but you're never going to get elected as the president of the United States based on whether or not somebody should be able to, you know, go to a bathroom because they're LGBTQ. Well, you don't like it. Yeah. Well, somebody wants to have a drag show. We don't want it. We don't like that. It's not going to happen. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. And Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What is your take on Ron DeSantis?
Here's my take on most of the what I call mega Republicans. They have all participated willingly in the insurrection of taking down America. Because of that, people are granting them integrity, dignity, honesty. No, they failed. The problem's more with us than them. We allow these people to be listened to.
Yes.
They can try, but if we market it right, America, stand up for America. Don't take a knee to Russia. Stand up for America. And if you believe in America, we cannot have the insurrectionist and supporters of insurrection in politics today, period. Why we grant them an audience when that goofball Kevin McCarthy had to get elected 13 times? How many stupid pills do we have to take to put up with that? I mean, we you know, you get hit by the stupid stick only so many times. And this guy's an insult to your intelligence, to my intelligence. And we listen to this goofball. It's like listening to Ronald McDonald. Okay, he's funny, but whatever. He didn't have any impact. We give this guy an audience. Now, here's the good thing. Some of our younger constituents in Congress are calling these people out. And so we don't have to answer to a bunch of criminals running the jail. We don't have to put up with that. We never have to put up with that. So my feeling is, let's call them for what they are, criminals. They have no right. We've allowed them to stay this long. But if America gets mad enough and upset enough, they'll be gone.
So let me ask you quickly. Bill, let me ask you quickly. Aren't we in a place that's not a good place as a nation?
Oh, absolutely. But the problem is, Earl, I'll accept for responsibility. I won't blame anybody else for us being there. We allowed all this garbage to happen. Now it's enough's enough.
Right.
It's kind of like when you have a disagreement with somebody and you're younger, and maybe you get in their face, and if you're real young, somebody gives somebody a push, and then they give them another push,
right,
and look out, now justice is coming. Well, they pushed us. They pushed us again. They got up in our face. Enough's enough.
Hey,
enough is enough.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much,
sir,
as always, man. Really appreciate it. Ron, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I have been talking about Ron DeSantis, and let me add this. You can follow me on Facebook at the Earl Ingram Show, and on Twitter at the Earl _ Ingram, at Earl _ Ingram. Talking about Ron DeSantis, and you know what the talk is, as if Ron DeSantis is the next John F. Kennedy. You know, and what does Ron DeSantis say? Well, we should run the nation like I run Florida, with an iron hand, an iron fist, and I'll determine what is right and what is best for the citizenry of this nation. Well, you know, Ron, the answer to that is no. You know, you're not going to become president of the United States. You're not going to get past Donald Trump. Hey, Ron from Milwaukee. Hey, Ron, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
First of all, it's so embarrassing as every new hack politician whose first name is Ron comes on. Ron DeSantis, Ronald Reagan. I have to live down my own name. Anyway, I think I'll change my name, you know? Anyway, I'm with you entirely on Ron DeSantis, and he's emblematic of what's wrong with the GOP. They are all about, it's almost like if you went to the ballpark and ordered a brat, and when you got the thing back, there was no bun, there was no brat, there was no anything except some secret sauce, and you don't know what's in it, you know? So it's they're not about policy. They don't want to be about policy because they want to keep people all fired up. They don't want to make people have to stop and think. And he's the worst example of it, and so is the Florida legislature that takes care of him. I don't know if you mentioned this, but the legislature down there right now is considering a bill by Republicans that would make it a misdemeanor, I think it is, if any blogger mentions any of elected politicians by name, and pay a fee, and then you have to pay a fee to actually do that. But you can get in trouble if you don't register. You have to register with them and then report every time you make a comment, which is, you know, that's not America. That's not democracy. That's just control. You know, I mean, that's just trying to stop people from dissenting or saying what they really feel. That's not the First Amendment. You know, and can I just say one other thing?
Go ahead.
I heard this elsewhere, so I'll share it with you. Somebody pointed out that if you ever are in a discussion with any Republican, whether it's the more moderate wing or the MAGAs, ask them this. Please tell me what the Republicans ever did in the last 50 years, 50 years, to benefit average working America.
It's nowhere to be found.
It's nowhere to be found. The only possible thing they could come back with is tax cuts, but that's a lie because the tax cuts really didn't help average Americans. The only other thing, and there's a little bit of an argument here, is when Nixon agreed to sign legislation creating the Environmental Protection Agency, but that was
you had to go back to Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
The 1970s. And it's like, just name us one thing they've done to really benefit people besides just spouting off, you know, and they don't want to do that legislation. So they find other things to talk about.
You know,
it's
Ron,
really sad.
And not only is it sad, is it's why the nation is as divided as it is at a time when this nation needs to be figuring out a way to try to come together because of what we see coming down the pipe. I mean, we can dismiss what's happening with China and what's happening with Russia if we will. We can dismiss the conversation that Iran is talking about creating some partnerships with China and Russia, if we want to, that North Korea is, and the fact that these things are coming and may come soon come to pass, what it's going to require is a nation that works to pull in itself together for a crisis of untold fury that we see us heading towards. And if you can't, and if as a nation, Ron, we can't seem to work together or come together because we've got a guy named Donald Trump and a guy named Ron DeSantis who somehow feel that, you know, conservatives have the only common sense way of approaching life in this country, and we're willing to, you know, divide one another over foolishness. It's why we're in such a perilous time, man. You know, so what's the difference between you, the Democrat, and the conservative? And the conservative will say that you're anti-law enforcement. Well, that's a lie. I don't know any people, for the most part, that I know that are anti-law enforcement. But every time there's a campaign and somebody's running, that's all they can do. You're looking at the state Supreme Court right now. All the best they can do is say that Janet Protasiewicz is anti-crime. Well, that's a lie. I mean, supports crime. Well, that's a lie. And why should that be the reason that we should vote for somebody? Because the other person is, you know, well, I'm against crime. So that reason is reason enough, man? That's all we're looking for, somebody to say that? Our nation is in serious trouble. And really, Ron, you and I have been around a little while. We're talking about the generations that come after us, man. I know that's always what I'm talking about. Man, if we don't fix this divide that we have and get people to think, how do you expect children, we can't get them to have a conversation without fighting, right? Since we were kids, we were always taught we've got to figure out a way to talk things through. And fighting is the last thing, right? Walk away. Well, that's not what happens in this country anymore, man. There's no walking away.
Yes. It's the grown-ups in the room that make things better by quelling angry voices and restoring reason to the discussion.
Well, where is that, Ron?
And whether you're a kid, I mean, these people are acting like kids and juveniles. You're absolutely right. They're just squawking. And it's like, now settle down here. You know what? How did we win World War II? Did
yes.
People start attacking? I mean, there was a faction in America, the businesses that didn't like FDR and didn't want to enter World War II because they liked the Germans. There was money to be made in the, you know, with Nazi Germany. But by and large, America jumped right in, and it was Republicans and Democrats at large, with exceptions, that you know. And how have we done all the other things we've done since then? You know, like JFK said, what makes this country keep going is our optimism and hopefulness, and that we can do it, and that we are special. And that we're not better than anybody else.
I don't know about that.
We just tackle problems.
Ron, I don't know about that anymore. I was looking at an article this morning, and Republicans are attacking Joe Biden's dead son, the military guy, who went and fought for the country, and died because of I forgot what it was called, but it certainly, the burn pits. And he was exposed to those things, and he died. And the Republicans are now coming up and saying, well, you know, we think that he should have been charged with illegally campaigning for his father. I mean, what is that, Ron?
Yeah.
And that's a congressman who came up with that. So, you know, so anyway, man, I don't know. It's not getting any better. And I wish that, you know, we can get people to settle down and understand that your countryman is not your enemy. Is that right, Ron? When did your countryman become your enemy? All right. Man, thank you. I really appreciate it. But I don't know. I don't know when that occurred. But I do know when it occurred. It started occurring under Ronald Reagan. It started occurring once Republicans kind of took control over things and made decisions that, we've got the answers to everything. I've listened to conservative talk radio for 40 years. I know what I've heard. Okay? I'm not just some Johnny-come-lately who is hearing what Republicans are talking about now. I've listened to it for 40 years. And there's been just a continued building up of these things. And at the root of all of them is dividing the nation. And I don't know, but we can't seem to get them to understand it's not a good thing to divide the nation. You know, you think that the only answer and to things is your view. And if the nation believed that, then you wouldn't have lost, you know, in all of these presidential elections over the last 12 years. You know, you guys, your record hasn't been very good when it comes to whether or not the majority of the American people believe that Republicans, the way to go. Let's see, who was it? Ronald Reagan? Donald Trump. And the fact that we're still in the... Everybody's looking at Donald Trump, right? Here's a guy, if anybody should go somewhere and hide and just nod his head and not say a mumbling word, it's Donald Trump. I mean, how can you support a guy when you watch him and you listen to what he has to say and you know that he's not making any sense whatsoever? And you watch him and you say, wait a minute. Not only is he running for the presidency, but he was the president for 4 years. How did that happen? Because he didn't just get to be where he is with his mentality. He's been that way ever since I was a young man. Donald Trump has acted the way he's acted. And spoken the way he's spoken and broken laws. How can you support that? But he's on the precipice of winning the nomination for, the 2024 election. And people are terrified of him. You Republicans, you conservatives, and many that are running, it's as if, he's a kingpin, a drug dealer, number one. But he's still right there. I don't understand it. I really don't. If there's anybody else, if there was a Democrat who had the kind of record Donald Trump has, there would be no way possible that they could put him up to even consider running for the office of president. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Steve, and welcome back, man. You say what? Steven. Yeah, go ahead, Steven.
The elected back office.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You made a comment about Democrats, and if they did half of what Trump did while they're in office, they wouldn't be reelected. But let me remind you why that is, because as Democrats, when we vote for state representatives or federal representatives or anybody that is going to represent us in a high capacity, we vote on them based on the issues, based on what their values are, based on what they stand for. And based on what they, based in good faith, what we think as individuals they're going to do for us being in that office. The Republicans don't vote on those issues. The Republicans vote simply, do you spew the same garbage that I do? And if you do, you're cool. I don't care what your issues are. I don't care what you're going to do. I'm not going to hold you accountable while you're in office. I just want you to be able to spew the same hatred garbage that I do on a day-to-day basis. And if you can do that, I will put a check mark next to your name. And that is the difference between Democrats and Republicans, is that Democrats know they're going to be held accountable because we vote for elected officials to do the will of the people as it should. And Republicans do not do the same thing, and their voters do not do the same thing. So there's a stark difference between the two and the expectations going into their offices.
You know, man, people will say, well, you're just siding with Democrats. That's not it, man. You know, I listen to what Republicans say and what they do, and I watch what they do, and I have now for, again, over 40 years. I'm not basing this solely on Republicans of today, even though the ones today, man, you know, the Republican leaders decades ago, They really had some foundation, whether or not it was, you know, in line with what Democrats believed or not. They could explain it to you, and then you could say, yeah, well, I can kind of see why you feel that way or why you think that way. But there is no other way today to even try to rationalize with why they think the way they do now. It's just foolishness. It's just hatred, flat out, you know, and I don't like, this is the way I want it. It's going to be my way or that's the way, you know, this is the way we see it and it's going to be that way. We don't care what you say or what you think. Cannot have a conversation, Stephen, that you can sit down and maybe try to, you know, have a come to Jesus moment. Well, maybe I'm wrong. You know, you can prove to them they're wrong, and it still doesn't matter.
Hey, Earl, will I be able to say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay. I just have one more thing to say to you. I actually listened to your entirety of your show today on the app, and I noticed something, and I spoke to this yesterday. And that is the Republican people that called in. I noticed that they, again, tried to flip the script. We were talking about racism, things that are important in this country, things that have been wrong with this country for decades upon decades. And instead of really sitting down and talking about the issue at hand, they wanted to pull out some, you know, whack job conspiracy theory that they had tucked under their belt or something completely different. And that's why I said what I said this morning when I called you, that until we can get them to sit down and have a real conversation, this ship ain't going nowhere.
Well, Stephen, and that's why I'm saying that the nation is in trouble. Because, again, I've lived through the civil rights struggle. And we were able to sit down and have dialogue. Man, you can't even have dialogue with these people today. They can be 100% wrong, and they're going to argue with you. Not even have a foundation to support anything that they're talking about. And they'll argue with you. And not based on something that they've been able to research themselves, but based on something they saw on a television show or that they heard on a radio talk show. You know, I mean, it's like when I talk to kids and I spend a lot of time working with children, I always say to children, listen, man, you have your own brain, and we've all been given our own brain to do our own thinking. When I talk to children, I always talk to them about this. Don't let somebody else put their brain in your head. Your brain is to protect you and your body. But you don't see that, unfortunately, with far too many people on the right. Somebody else has put their brain in their heads, and they've given up their ability to think independently. So you can't have a dialogue or a conversation with somebody who does not have their own train of thought. Somebody else they've allowed somebody else to put their brain in their heads. So they'll never be able to reason for themselves. With children, I understand that. They're children. And so there's time and room for them to grow. But with adults, especially those as old as I am and older, there is no time for you to think and change if you haven't come to the realization that you have to do your own thinking for yourself and not let Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or Robin Voss or any of the others who are really doing this for money. Yeah. Doing it for money. Because our nation is in peril. It's in jeopardy. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Kevin. And I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.